You're listening to The Martial Brain, the podcast that explores the intersection between the martial arts, science, critical thinking, skepticism, and that wacky organ that floats inside our skull in a pool of cerebrospinal fluid, making life unpredictably inspiring, infuriating, and sometimes just batshit crazy. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. Oh no, not the cruel sensei. The quality and variety of martial arts instructors. In the world of martial arts instruction, there is a wide variety of personality types and an equally wide variety of teaching styles. Obviously, martial arts instructors are humans. Well, at least until I finish building the first Mark I cyber sensei.
I will destroy you.
Oh shit, did I say that out loud? Anyway, as I said, martial arts instructors are humans, and their personalities vary, as much as do the personalities of the rest of the population. With this variety in mind, you should be choosy about selecting an instructor for you or a loved one. Remember, a potential mentor figure can have a profound effect on you, for good or for ill. First, let's discuss competence, both as a teacher and as a martial artist. There's an old expression that I find particularly insulting. It goes, "Those who can, do. Those who can't, teach." I know a great many martial arts instructors who indeed can. They fight as well as they teach. As a matter of fact, many fight far better than they teach. On the other side of the coin, one common refrain you hear from me on this podcast is that too many people look upon the martial arts as a form of magic, or at least ascribe some magical properties to it. One form of magical thinking as it applies to the martial arts is the idea that the best fighter must be the best teacher, as if he or she knows more arcane secrets to pass on to you than do other fighters. This kind of thinking doesn't take into account the role that talent and genetics plays, and the fact that the skill sets of a good fighter and a good teacher overlap only infrequently. The best fighter may be the best because of a vast amount of technical knowledge, but it may also be because of preternatural speed, strength, or agility, and in very rare cases, all of these. Do you think the world's fastest man, Usain Bolt, could instruct you to the point where you are a world-class or even national-class sprinter? Do you think the coach of most NBA teams could beat any of his players in a one-on-one game? Most humans could not defeat a tiger in single combat, but I wouldn't want to try to learn fighting from a tiger. It is not the case that vast knowledge of your martial art carries with it the skills and knowledge of how to teach well. On the other hand, there are exceptions. As I understand, multiple-time world BJJ champion Marcelo Garcia is an outstanding instructor. And I'm sure that after NFL quarterback Peyton Manning retires, he will make a fantastic coach, if he so desires. Martial arts teachers each fall somewhere on a number of spectrums, or spectra to be linguistically precise. One is the discipline spectrum, on one end of which is the dictatorial martinet, the drill instructor from hell, and on the other end of which is the laid-back, wise fellow traveler. Some students crave tutelage under a disciplinarian. Others find it irritating and condescending, preferring a low-drama source of information. Some instructors demand that you train only with them, claiming that anything else would be disloyal. Others, sadly rare others, are secure enough to encourage you to supplement your martial arts education through other sources, including other instructors. Hey, martial arts instructors, this is not the mafia or feudal Europe. You are not your student's godfather or liege lord. They do not owe you loyalty. They probably pay you for lessons. That is recompense enough. If you're teaching them free of charge, be content that they're interested enough in what you have to offer to regularly attend your class. If a sensei or sifu feels threatened by other instructors, he or she should raise his or her game rather than placing the burden on the students. Let's lift the martial arts out of the Middle Ages and treat one another like grown-ups. Another spectrum which teachers fall upon is that of explainer versus non-explainer. On one end are the explainers, excellent instructors like Stephen Kesting of GrappleArts.com, who clearly and eloquently explain each concept to the student. They also encourage the student to ask questions. On the other end are the non-explainers. This style of teaching is more prevalent in, but not limited to, instructors in the more traditional styles of martial arts. He or she seems to take offense when the student asks questions. If you're lucky, he or she will bark, "like this!" as they demonstrate the technique in question, often at blinding speed. If you're less lucky, he or she will simply tell you that you need more practice before you can understand, and then leave you to the practice. To me, for a martial arts instructor, communication skills are of at least equal importance with technical knowledge of the art. Another spectrum is that of conflict of interests. A good instructor wants you to eventually become better than him or her. Nothing motivates the instructor towards developing a high level of quality in teaching quite like that. Unfortunately, there are woefully too many instructors at the opposite extreme who actively strive to hold back talented students whose gifts they find intimidating. Most significantly, they hold back important information that the student needs to progress, or they subtly morph the environment of the class to one of hostility toward the gifted student, perhaps even poisoning the minds of his fellow students against him. I'm not sure what to call this kind of person, but they certainly don't deserve to be called an instructor. Perhaps obstructor. Yeah, that's it. Mr. Snavely here is the owner and chief obstructor of the I'm Too Full of Myself Martial Arts Academy. Another spectrum on which a martial arts instructor falls is that of critical thinking. On one end are those who take a rational, scientific approach to life, the martial arts, and to teaching methods. On the other end are the instructors who are prone to magical thinking, pseudoscience, and fuzzy logic. These are the instructors who help to promote the fallacy that martial arts is a form of magic, whether they phrase it that way or not, frequently touting the development and use of chi power. They are also the type to be frequently taken in by poorly researched fads in the fields of exercise and nutrition, and then turn around and push them to their students. A subspecies of this type of instructor, frequently one who fancies himself a modern-day Shaolin monk or Taoist sage, seems to explain the lesson to you, but does so in pseudo-philosophical double talk, often to cover his or her inability to actually explain the concept or technique. Another spectrum upon which all martial arts instructors fall is one of compassion and empathy. If it were true that the only reason people became instructors is to enrich their students' lives by competently teaching them the martial arts, this spectrum wouldn't apply. And indeed, at one end of it are those teachers who want only the best for you and work very hard to help make that happen. But unfortunately, towards the other end are those who take up teaching the martial arts for more nefarious reasons. One is for the status. In other words, they take up teaching the martial arts so that they can be seen, heard, and known as martial arts instructors. Revere and worship them as they deserve. Such folks are usually too distracted by their own perceived awesomeness to exert effort in the direction of improving their teaching skills. At the utmost end of this side of the spectrum lie the sociopaths and psychopaths, human monsters that look like the rest of us, but have nothing like a conscience. These creatures are often drawn to professions of power and influence, professions like doctor, psychologist, priest, minister, rabbi, imam, coach, teacher, and yes, martial arts instructor. These beasts frequently use the power and influence of their position to serve their own desires, whether it's simply inserting themselves into your life to gain some sort of control over it, perhaps to move as much money as possible from your bank account into theirs, or perhaps to use you as a minion, someone to do their dirty work for them. Horrifyingly enough, some are sexual predators on the prowl. I'm not making this up. This is a real problem in the industry. In any event, the only good reason to become a martial arts teacher is to help people grow as people and warriors as a result of your competent instruction. Let's look at some features of a good instructor. It goes without saying that he or she is thoroughly committed to an ongoing mission of developing a deeper understanding of the details and nuances of the martial arts system being taught. Additionally, he or she should strive to present an environment for the students that is safe to the point of being idiot-proof. For example, no sharp points or edges sticking out anywhere. In this way, an instructor is like the curator of a children's museum. You want the students to be fascinated by all the cool training equipment, but you also want to engineer out places where they can easily injure themselves. In another sense, an instructor should be like a wilderness guide, helping you to get places you've never been before, making it clear that while he or she can point out the way, you have to go there yourself. No one's going to carry you. In yet another sense, an instructor should be a bit of a mad scientist, always conducting martial arts experiments, seeing what works well and what doesn't, and always tweaking the curriculum to reflect new gains in knowledge. In summation, look for someone who thoroughly knows his or her subject matter, cares deeply that the students learn it too, as efficiently as possible, while also treating them like human beings. Anyway, that's what I think. But I could be wrong. Let me know what you think at my website, rpmartialarts.com. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. The Martial Brain is produced by Raging Squirrel Productions in association with the Rising Phoenix Martial Arts Academy. If you like the podcast and would like to help it grow, go to iTunes or Stitcher and give it an honest rating and review. Contact me with questions about the Martial Brain or the Rising Phoenix Academy at our website, rpmartialarts.com.